What's good, trappers? It's your boy, the Wall Street Trapper. Y'all know my goal is to help the culture build wealth one share at a time. You know, I'm out here in Cali. I'm enjoying myself and I'm enjoying the vibes. And one of the things I'm thinking about is the freedom. Now, my dividends have paid for certain things that I've did on this trip. And that's a good thing because that means that the dividends that I've collected from certain companies have allowed me to free up other cash. I mean, even if it's paying for my Uber driver. I mean, I've been taking Uber and Lyft for a while out here since I've been out here. And I've had simple dividend payments that I've allowed to pay for those rides. Now, it may not seem like much to you, but to me, that's an extra $20, $30, $40, $15 I can use elsewhere. See, a lot of times when investing, we want to hurry up and get to the money, right? We want to chase the money. The goal should be not to chase the money. The money going to attract. You can attract the money by the things you do. Chase the goal. The goal is to be free. Financial freedom. Financial freedom is having your assets paying for the things that you do in your life. Or simply saying, let your assets fund your lifestyle. I mean, passive income is exactly that. Passive income. It's money that you earn or income that's coming in, because that's what income does, come in, from labor that you didn't have to put in. Your assets are your employees. They don't need a vacation. They don't need sick time. They're going to work every day, all day for you, so you can do other things. Now, by no way, shape, form, or fashion am I telling you that I'm just balling out of control and I just live this amazing-ass life full of exotic things. Nah, that ain't where I'm at right now. I'm an entrepreneur who's fresh on this journey. I have a mission. My mission is to go in the hood and change the hood, change the conversation, change the dialogue. And on my journey of doing that, I just want to attract everybody. See, I have a core purpose. The core purpose is to change the lives of the people who come from what I come from or worse. But I know that everybody don't come from that. But I know that we all have this disconnect with money. And the reason why we have that disconnect is because it wasn't taught to us. And so when something is not taught to us, then it seems foreign. I have this saying where I say that when you see a magician doing magic from the outside, it's wonderful. But if you ever became a magician's helper, then you realize that it's not magic at all. And so that's the thing. We look at wealth like, damn, it's such an amazing thing. I wish I can have it. I wish I can attain it. And you're running on a hamster wheel, spinning your wheels, trying to attain it, but you really don't know how. So my goal is to attain it, right? Through connecting my people, self with the right people, from putting it in the universe, and then coming back to show my people that it's not a magic trick at all. See, it's cool to be a magician's apprentice. Then you can master the craft. See, wealth is something that we don't see. We don't understand how these people take these trips and they live this extravagant lifestyle. Well, a lot of times they let their assets pay for their lifestyle. See, we got to realize that the money is not worth what we think is worth. But we live in a world where the money can acquire more assets. I'll just give you a thing. Why put your money in a bank when you can own the bank stock and then let the bank pay you the dividends? You still got your money put up. You can put it out whenever you want to. Why not let the bank do it for you? I mean, we know that the bank knows how to make money. We know that the bank know how to make money. That's what they do. So why not take your money out of that account, put it in your investing account, let the bank pay you dividends. The dividends can do little things for you. I mean, hey, I don't like to call my way of investing dividend investing, growth investing. I like to just say I'm a creative investor. You know? And that's what I want for us. I want us to feel how it feels to be free. To let your investments pay your phone bill for this month. That's cool. Let your investment pay your light bill this month. That's cool. You set a goal. Work your dividends to where your dividends can pay one bill. And then two bills. And then three bills. And then before you know it, you're freeing up money. So now you done freed up enough money to where your dividends pay a phone bill and a light bill. And now you could take the money that you had on the phone bill and light bill and take you a trip. Because your dividends taking care of that. And you still have equity in the company, because as long as the company is running, as the share price is growing, you're gaining equity. So you win in both ways. See, we get blinded by the material things, knowing that the freedom is priceless. The freedom is the smile on your face when you're about to get off for the weekend and you know you don't got to go to work back till Monday. See that feeling you feel that Friday, knowing you're about to be off? That's the feeling that we should chase every day. That's freedom. That's freedom. And that's what we all should be after. Not the cars, not the jewelry, not the girls. The freedom. And listen, freedom is made with a key. Or should I say, freedom is unlocked with a key, and the key is made from money. We learn how to leverage the money. We learn how to attain our freedom. And then when we attain our freedom, we indirectly take the keys and we unlock the chains of everybody in our family after us. That's called changing the dynamics of your family. That's what I'm after. Don't get me wrong, the shiny things look great, but the freedom is way more valuable. I remember fighting my charges in 2010 and I lost $50,000. 2012, I got found out guilty. 2014, my other charge got overturned. At that minute, I told myself I would have did it for $100,000, because my freedom had no price. So stop putting a price on your freedom. Do what it take. Get the assets. Let the assets fund your lifestyle. That way you have more money to invest. It's your boy, the Wall Street Trapper. My goal is to help the culture build wealth one share at a time. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank y'all for helping me build this community up. If you're on Instagram, I love you, man. My trap is being full effect. If you want to check out my Instagram, it's wall_street_trapper. Shoot me a DM. Let me know you heard the podcast. Tell me what you think. If you're on Facebook, it's Wall Street Trapper. Spotify, what up? What up? Just want to let y'all know, man, I'm here for the culture, man. Check out the website, www.wallstreettrapping.com. Man, we got work to do, people.